This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. As of Friday, April 8, 2022, Montana reports 272,849 confirmed COVID-19 cases, with 24 new cases of coronavirus infection reported since yesterday. 6 new cases in Yellowstone County, that's Billings and the Crow Indian Reservation. 3 new cases in Flathead County, Kalispell Whitefish. 3 new cases in Missoula County, Missoula and the University of Montana. And more new cases in 8 more Montana counties. The number of active coronavirus cases in Montana is 319. Currently, 13 people are being treated in Montana hospitals for COVID-19. 3,255 people have died in Montana of COVID-19. Nationwide, more than 983,000 Americans have died. There have been 80,200,000 cases of coronavirus in the U.S. and counting. The Russian embassy in Dublin, Ireland is short on fuel for heating and hot water as Irish companies refuse to deliver supplies. The Russian embassy has urged the Irish government to intervene. The Russians, ironically one of the world's biggest oil exporters before the Ukraine invasion, have requested the Irish Foreign Affairs Department to intervene into this clearly discriminatory case. A source said, "The embassy is struggling because no one wants to do business with them as a result of what's happening in Ukraine. It's not only some oil companies are having issues with, it's banks too, and many more businesses." The Russian embassy sent a letter to the Irish Foreign Affairs Minister Simon Coveney on March 22nd saying, "The current provider of fuel to the embassy has refused to deliver diesel. The embassy checked on other providers in the Dublin area for the availability of diesel supplies, but all have refused to cooperate. The embassy is left with a very limited supply that will last till the end of the week only." The Irish newspaper, The Irish Mirror, also reported that the Bank of Ireland has suspended their accounts with the Russian embassy in Ireland. A Yellowstone County District Court judge has temporarily blocked 4 new Republican-backed election laws that a coalition of Native American tribes, voting rights groups, and Democrats believe unconstitutionally restrict Montanans' voting rights. Judge Michael Moses granted a preliminary injunction to the laws, putting on hold controversial legislation that added new voter ID restrictions and ended Montana's practice of allowing residents to register and vote on Election Day. 2 other laws which limit third-party ballot collection and prevent ballots from being sent out to new voters in advance of their 18th birthdays also are blocked from taking effect. Judge Moses found that each of the 4 laws potentially creates an unconstitutional burden on the plaintiff's rights to vote, as well as their right to equal protection. The 4 laws were passed by the Republican-majority Montana legislature last session, with Democrats voting against limiting or ending voting rights. Moses sided with the plaintiff's arguments that House Bill 176 may unconstitutionally burden the right to vote by ending voter registration on Election Day. Republican Montana Secretary of State Christy Jacobson's office presented evidence from some election officials that doing so would reduce extra work for them on Election Day. Judge Moses noted that the plaintiffs also provided testimony from election staff in support of keeping registration open through the last day of elections. He also found that House Bill 530, placing restrictions on ballot collection practices in Montana, burdens the voters who rely on organized absentee ballot assistance, specifically citing testimony that Native American voters often have to travel farther to vote in person and have more difficulties with on-reservation mail delivery. He also noted that Secretary of State Jacobson had presented no evidence of voter fraud in Montana related to student IDs or ballot collection efforts. And 3 groups representing young Montanans, Montana Youth Action, the Forward Montana Foundation, and the Montana Public Interest Research Group, also filed suit to challenge 3 of the laws, including House Bill 506, which prevents anyone who turns 18 before Election Day from getting a ballot before their birthday. The youth groups alleged that newly eligible voters turning 18 in the 2 weeks before Election Day would be unable to access mail-in ballots, which they may need for reasons including travel, going going to school out of state, illness, or a disability. Judge Moses rejected Secretary of State Jacobson's argument that only a small sliver of potential voters would be affected. Moses said, "These voters previously had a voting avenue open to them that has now been closed." He noted that the youth groups showed that an estimated 763 new voters would face confusion and difficulty when voting due to the law. This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.